I was reading the news and I saw this Mark Robinson. If y'all don't know who that is, he's a lieutenant governor of North Carolina, and he's running for governor of North Carolina as the GOP candidate. And a bunch of news came out where basically there are these profiles that they found of him from a long time ago being on porn sites saying the craziest stuff you can imagine, right? And this is my thing. This is my thing. First of all, this is a terrifying and dangerous man, and I know that because he leaves comments on the message boards of porn sites. What? A porn site is simple, okay? You get in and you get out. You don't stay to chat. What's wrong with you? You're not here to make friends. What? You are out of your mind. Why are you just on here being with, that's weird as hell. No one I've ever met has been like, oh, well, I can't wait to log on and talk. That's a real sick man right there. That's crazy. And just so you know, this Mark Robinson has been endorsed by Trump. Trump was stumped with him and stuff like that. And he's been at Trump rallies and stuff. And then, you know, Mark Robinson's a very big man. He's huge. He's a large guy. And Trump called Mark Robinson Martin Luther King on steroids. Because I don't think he understands how steroids work. Like, they don't just make you bigger in general. Like, they don't balloon you. Like, you gotta work out a little bit. You gotta do something. Mark Robinson is over here being like, I think, you know, I don't know what opinions he truly holds. I don't, because, you know, politicians lie and they pretend to be who they think you want them to be. But it seems like he's trying to appeal to the most radical version of a conservative, right? And he has his little taglines, and he gets in with like phrase. I think that's why Trump likens him to Martin Luther King, because he tries to put on like an MLK-esque voice when he speaks and everything, but he says stuff that he sure his base wants to hear. And, you know, he said really horrific stuff about gay people, about trans people and everything. And they uncovered all of these things that he had said on the message boards of these porn sites because his username sometimes was his name. Fellas, I understand that sometimes we're in the heat of the moment and you go to one of these illicit sites, you know, and the site asks you questions. Maybe the site, in order to enter, they want an email or something, or they... As eager as you are, please do not give them your actual information. This goes out to everybody. I don't care what you believe in, who you're voting for. Please do not give a porn site your real name and email address you use for work. I know it's the first email address that comes to mind when you've got other things on the mind, but make up an email address real quick. I know that sometimes that takes a second, because then you gotta make a fake Google account, you gotta go back, you gotta accept the email from the porn site, and then just look, but make it so they don't know it's you every time. It shouldn't be that hard, but apparently it is. Because then CNN and you know, the journalists on CNN, I don't remember if they're actually like CNN affiliates, but basically the journalists that looked into it found that on lots of, you know, porn sites, he was using the same username, the same handles, which turned out to be the same usernames and the same handles he used on like Twitter and like fellas, even if it means coming up with a fake name right now. Just come up with something to say in your mind. The fact that he was using his email all the time, but it makes sense. I guess he would use his email because he was using his name and he was commenting and all that. So he probably wanted to get the feedback from what people were saying to what he was saying. Now that I think about it, maybe it was more intentional than dumb. Like, but he said insane things. This dude, first of all, On a porn site, no one is looking for feedback, really. Do you know what I mean? Maybe there's some. Maybe some crowdfunded, crowdsourced. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm sure. Look, I haven't been on OnlyFans, but I'm sure with an OnlyFans, there are people that are like, I made this thing. I hope people like it. Let me get some feedback. This is what they like. This is what they don't like. That makes sense, right? But if you're just out in the world watching whatever comes up, and then you're just commenting all the time, you need a friend. This dude said such insane things. Some of them I can't repeat, but a couple of them I will. This dude said, unprovoked, I'm a black Nazi. I don't know where you begin with I'm a black Nazi from a black dude who should have probably left the porn site by now. Like, he said other stuff. He was like, I would rather Hitler in office than the people that are in there now. I'm more confused than angry. I'm not gonna lie. You know, and then he said stuff about how, like, my man, slavery wasn't that bad. I wish they would bring back slavery. I'd buy a couple. Mind you, this is on a porn site. What wires do you have crossed in your head? Does being horny make you angry? What? In what world does that come up? You know, it's very specific, you know? In what world are you on a porn site and then you're like, you know what really needs to be fixed? The Senate. Bruh. What? I do my best. I really do. I do my best to try to understand people, and I don't get this one. This is beyond me. Because even outside of what he said on the sites, it's also some of the things that make him unfit for office are just what he says out in the open. The way that he talks about people who are definitely his constituents, you know? There are gay people in North Carolina. There are trans people in North Carolina. So when he speaks, he's speaking about them and sometimes to them. And he says very sick, hateful things, you know? And just the way that he has this weird, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I try to love everybody, but it's very hard to love a black man that hates being a black man. It is jarring. You don't even know where to start. And the thing that I think maybe he thinks is that his proximity to whiteness and what the white people around him like will be his safety. And it's not going to be the case. Fundamentally, it won't. You know? Because when you say things like slavery wasn't that bad, I wish they would bring back slavery, I'd buy a couple. Who do you think? It's hard to get to the bottom of what this person is thinking, because it's so crazy, you know? it's like it's one of those things where you look at the state of politics, and it's one thing to lie, and it's one thing to say what you think people want to hear, but it's another thing to be an absolute lunatic and already in office, because he's already lieutenant governor. So governor's not that far of a stretch. And he got to be lieutenant governor saying mostly what he says now, minus the porn stuff. And it's so bad that Donald Trump himself, the dude who would stump with them, this is Martin Luther King on steroids. He doesn't know what steroids are. This is Martin Luther King on steroids. Donald Trump's campaign is even telling him, hey, you may need to drop out. If Donald Trump's campaign Donald J. Trump's campaign is telling you to drop out, you should probably leave Earth. The idea that Donald Trump's campaign is like this guy, ugh. The fact that Trump distanced himself from Mark Robinson, Trump doesn't distance himself from Nazis. The fact that he was like, oof, this is pretty weird, right? You know? Like, Trump didn't denounce the Proud Boys openly. They asked him about the Proud Boys, and he was like, ah, you know, boys will be boys, I guess, or whatever. But you, no. And that's exactly what I mean. Your proximity to whiteness won't save you. You're actually saying and doing some of the same things that the people say and do that Trump didn't distance himself from. But he's getting as far away as he can from your black ass. He's getting so far away from you, you would think he was on steroids. I think a lot about how we think about each other and we treat each other, especially now with like an election on us, you know? Everybody's exhausted. Why do we even do it this way? You know, in like France, they're like 3 months out. They're like, who should we pick? Like we're the only ones that make it a season and a half of TV. Like no one else in the world does this. No one else in the world is like, all right, 2024, let's start talking about 2028. Why do we do it this way? And then you watch people, watch how they react to people, you know? Like, I have a tougher time than I've ever had with the things that are being said, you know? Everybody expects politicians to lie. Everybody expects politicians to not care about them. I get that. But what's happening right now is, like, truly insane. You know, J.D. Vance was at a rally. And it's weird. Okay, I've just never seen somebody with less charisma. Like, J.D. Vance makes Ron DeSantis look like Ron White. Like, it's... Because when Ron DeSantis was running, I was like, why he smiling like that? He was just, do you remember his smile? He's running, he's like, ugh. It's like it hurt him to talk to people, person to person. Then J.D. Vance got in there and nobody was happy. And J.D. Vance said, you know, they asked him about how he felt about the whole rumor about the dogs and cats things affecting the Haitian community, why they've been zeroing in on Haitians specifically in Springfield for some reason. You know, he's from Ohio and everything like that. And he basically said, like, and you can look this up for yourself if you think I'm being unfair, but he basically said that, you know, this is a Democratic talking point and a point by the media and everything, as if he didn't say it. And then he... Then he basically says, you know, everyone loves talking about those Haitians in the community, like they came here legally and are doing everything legally. But they were brought in and they were legalized through a process by Kamala Harris that is unconstitutional. So as long as they're here, I'm going to call them illegal aliens. He's talking about the people who did the right thing, by the way. You'll still be illegal. You'll never not be illegal, in my view. That's wild. That you can't do that. You just can't, because the law is supposed to be the law. You're supposed to be the party of law and order. You can't just be like, nuh-uh, that's not... It's not how the law is supposed to work, you know? And look, I think that one of the reasons we get pitted against each other really, really hard is because America makes a promise, and it makes a promise to everybody that they will have it better tomorrow. And a better tomorrow isn't coming for everybody because of systems in place to keep tomorrow like today. So when I see Donald Trump at a rally, and he says they're coming from Africa, they're coming from the Middle East, they're even, some of them are coming from Asia. These people are coming to our country, they're poisoning the blood of our country, and we have to get them out. I don't just think about people of color. I do think for a second about white people from the past, right? Because white wasn't always this like singular identity. There was a time in America where if you were Irish, you were spit on. Where if you were Italian, you were beat. And everything that Trump says about them is what they said about all those people in the background, right? About their great-grandparents. So they may cheer it on, but recognize if you have Italian descent, if you have Irish descent, if you're Greek, there was a time where you were not welcome here, and they said that your very presence and the presence of your children would destroy the country, would poison the blood. And then we became the most powerful country in the world. So clearly it's a lie. It's so clearly a lie. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying this as if I'm like, oh, you know, don't even have a program, open borders, just let everybody come in, spill it. The thing that they are painting, sometimes it's not even what's happening in the area. And look, I'm going to tell you right now that I think that there should be a fair and legal and simple process for becoming a citizen. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think that having a process is not un-American. Having a process is not cruel, right? But there has to be a process. But then when that process is adhered to, you can't just be like, nuh-uh, that's unmanageable. You know, that's wild to me. You know, I have friends who, one of my good friends is Italian, first generation Italian, and he's a bit older, and he tells me stories of what it was like for his family, right? And so much of it was based around fear. These Italians are coming over here, and they're going to ruin everything with their good food. You know? And they were called criminals. There was an assumption that everybody, no matter who you were, in the Italian community was in the mob, and you were dangerous, and people should stay away from you, you know? It's everything. It's every single thing that's happening now. I'm not saying that there's no possibility of having an immigration problem. I'm not saying that it's not something that needs to be addressed. I'm saying the rhetoric that you use when you talk about people is important. No matter what you do when you build policy, you know? Because I would like the people who are hardworking, the people who are honest, the people who genuinely love America to be in America, you know? Because the same things that they do to immigrants now is what they did back in the day, you know? Maybe you were Irish, and maybe an Irish person in your community committed a crime, and now it's a crime on all of you. Not just one of you did it, y'all all did it. Every single one of you, and we're going to make you feel like you did it. We're going to put up signs, right? And if you're Irish, you know what those signs said. You know what I mean? So where did that get us? And where are we now? You know? Because we didn't send those Irish people back. We didn't send those Italian people back. You know, we found a way to make things work. And you build on a process and you improve it. I'm not saying there's not a process that doesn't need to be improved. I really am not. I'm saying that the way that you talk about people is important. Outside of anything else, whether they share some land with you or not, you know, and the same things that are happening now are what happened back then, you know. I'm scared of having a political process that's it's untenable. Mira.